WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The jury has reached a verdict in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The jury was to decide whether Robert Bowers would get the federal death penalty. 11 people were killed in that anti-Semitic attack, the worst in U.S. history. U.S. officials have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports.
The FDA has approved a daily oral contraceptive called Opill, and it will be available without a prescription at stores and even online.
It's just an amazing moment.
Kelly Blanchard of Ibis Productive Health.
This access to a pill directly over-the-counter will mean that people can have vastly different access to a highly effective birth control method.
Without having to see a doctor and take time off from work or childcare, she says. An FDA statement says it's safe and more effective than currently available non-prescription contraceptive methods, but should not be used by those who have or have had breast cancer.
The cleanup is underway in Illinois after tornadoes ripped through the state. Charles Peterson lives in Elgin, Illinois.
And all of a sudden, I saw a huge windstorm coming through. I looked out the window and I had trees blowing sideways, and all I saw was the tornado come straight down here. Debris started flying all over the place.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Phoenix, where temperatures have been over 110 degrees for 12 straight days.
David Hondula is Phoenix's director of heat response and mitigation, a.k.a. the heat czar.
The first thing we advise is pay attention to your body.
Signs of heat illness include dizziness, weakness, and nausea.
People who are dying and getting sick from heat in the Phoenix area are our longtime residents. It's not out-of-towners that account for the most cases.
Meanwhile, Vermont remains under a state of emergency after historic floods. Hollywood actors are poised to step out onto the picket lines now that the union representing them has not been able to reach a deal with the studios and streaming platforms. Maisie Moreno is already there.
I'm graduating and right into this madness, and it's just like, I know I'm going to have student loans that I have to pay off.
Union leaders could give the go-ahead in a matter of hours. CBS's Jim Crisula has the latest on the prison killing of a well-known gangster.
Federal prosecutors won't seek the death penalty against two men charged with the 2018 prison killing of notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger. He was killed just hours after he was transferred to the federal prison in Hazleton, West Virginia, from another lockup in Florida and placed in the general population.
Whitey Bulger was serving a life sentence for 11 murders and several other crimes. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Grant.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is getting the largest donation in school history. The Zilber Family Foundation is giving $20 million to support public health education at the Zilber College of Public Health. The record gift will support faculty and research. It will create new student scholarships and help improve the health of Southeast Wisconsin. A former Waukesha first grade teacher is fired. Melissa Temple was let go after a long hearing yesterday. Temple got in trouble with the school district for criticizing the decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from the spring concert at Higher Elementary School. The school district says the song was inappropriate. Temple says no one told her which part of the song is controversial. Temple says she's a victim of censorship. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Website. Go to civicmedia.us.
That's so cool. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY.
I cannot not laugh when you do that.
It's easier to remember.
I know, it's just party.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Well, the Rainbowland National story that is taking place right here in Waukesha concluded another chapter, not the book, but a chapter, yesterday after a very long day, because I was checking in with people that I knew were at the who were at the rally, who were at the hearing, but after a very long day, the Waukesha School Board has decided 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple. And this is not the end of the story, because there's already Washington Post articles. There's already going to be more national coverage because this was and has been such a national story since Melissa's initial tweet about it that went viral. And there's also now going to be lawsuits because there's a lot of things at there's a lot of layers to this story that I'm going to spend most of the first hour today tackling, but would also love to hear from you because this is obviously a very hot button issue that people have a lot of feelings on and would love to hear from you as far as how you're feeling about it. That not only just Melissa's story, but this things that are happening across the state with safe space signs and banning books. And yesterday there was another anti-trans sports bill that was introduced in the state of Wisconsin. And I guess there's a lot of layers to this. My biggest frustration right now is how does any of this help the biggest problem that's really affecting everyone, which is a teacher shortage and learning loss? I don't see any evidence. And I know some people on the side of we need to get rid of safe space signs. We need to get rid of any kind of, you know, LGBTQ plus rainbow, Black Lives Matter signs, all of those different things, because those are the distractions that are keeping people from learning about science and math and the curriculum. Show me any evidence that that's true. That we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And that for children who spend 8 hours, sometimes more if they stay after school, of their day with their classmates and their teachers and the school administration, that they spend a huge, huge portion of their childhood in our schools where their identity is getting developed and they're figuring out who they are and it's more things than just school, that having more comprehensive conversations around inclusivity and empathy, along with actual curriculum, is not beneficial to their development, but also how any of this is helping keeping teachers in their jobs and making up for the learning loss that happened during COVID. Because those, I feel like, should be everyone's priority versus these fringe cases of kids who are already in the stark minority and we're making rules and sometimes even laws for 1, 3, 5 kids at any given school and singling them out as they already are such a small minority. Tell me how that helps every other kid. 844-967-2789. 844-96. What is it, Greg?
Party.
You weren't ready for that.
Sorry.
Would love to hear you. Do we have a call already?
We have a call already.
Who are we talking to?
Tom from L.A.
Tom from L.A. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. First off, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I would really ask a favor of you, and that is to play the whole Rainbow Land song, because I only think half the people up there that are actually against this idea of this song have ever even heard it. And the thing is, all it's doing is telling people to love one another.
I know.
Like Dolly Parton would do. But I think people just hear it on the news that it's an LGBTQ song. I mean, I understand. I'm glad that, you know, maybe our community has taken over the rainbow, but I thought it belonged to everybody. Because that is actually what all the rainbow is a lot of different colors of all different people. And I also would like to know where the hell, and maybe it's because of Scott Walker and Act 10, but where's the union? Where's the union fighting for this teacher that has been fired for this song? But I really, more than anything else, I would really love it. And maybe other callers will call in too, because they probably have never even heard it. Just play the song through once and you'll be like, wow, sounds to me like a pretty
uplifting,
kind of, at least a Jesus I knew, kind of Christian song.
I know. I know. I was going to read the lyrics, but I think we do have the whole song. Greg, look how long the whole song is so we can leave enough time either at the...
It's about 4 minutes.
Oh, maybe not the whole song.
We're going to use it. Tom, we're going to be using it as intro and outro music too, but... Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Tom. I don't disagree with you at all, because I tweeted that out last night. This is the opening verse. Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned. And I smile because I know if we try, we could really make a difference in this world. I won't give up. I'll sleep a wink. It's the only thought I think. You know where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land. That's how it opens.
That's Dolly Parton. That's everything she's ever saying.
So scary.
And apparently, they're now claiming that it wasn't the lyrics of the song. It wasn't the rainbow ideology. And this is the first time that I'm hearing this as the reports this morning. They're saying that the reason that they didn't want to they said that the music teacher couldn't do that song is because of Miley Cyrus specifically having inappropriate things in her past, and that maybe
the godchild of Dolly Parton,
the first graders may Google who Miley Cyrus is and see images that pop up of her twerking a decade ago, because it was a while ago.
Well, that was on. Yeah. Wasn't that on the MTV Awards and on national TV? So I'm sure that they probably saw that.
They weren't even born yet.
Anyway,
I'm pretty sure first graders when she twerked on Robin Thicke. I'm pretty sure that was circa like 2013.
Exactly. We're just going down nostalgia hole here.
Because I remember when it happened, I was like, Miley.
I'd rather my kid listen to a Miley Cyrus song than a Robin Thicke song, but okay.
Fair. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And, you know, and some of this is, and this is my question. And I was trying to get one of our friends, one of our legal eagle friends, either Jim Santel or Maggie Dawn, to come on and talk about some of the legal aspects of this, because I am not a lawyer. But big shock, they are lawyers, and so they were busy this morning. They had either court or meetings. But maybe we'll come back to it tomorrow. Or if you are a lawyer and know more about this case, because my question is, where this goes from now feels like it is a constitutional rights, First Amendment case at this point, as far as on her own time, on her own Twitter account, she chose to bring to light the fact that this song had been vetoed, basically. And under the controversial policy, what is it called? Greg, you looked this up this morning. But they have a policy in place in the Waukesha School District as far as like controversial issues. And the fact that she broke school policy by tweeting about this. And what I don't know is, because when you think about people who do things outside of their work and go viral, and I'm thinking more in the situations of someone who does something incredibly racist and it's caught on camera, like the bird watching man from a couple years ago, who the woman started fake crying and said that she called the police, and said, and there's a black man who was like yelling at her. She ended up getting fired from her job. Now, obviously what she was doing in Central Park that day was had nothing to do with her job, but like it, as a private company, it was within their rights to fire her. And this has happened to multiple people who have done very bad things and gone viral on camera, that outside of their work, when they do things that gets unwanted attention, it's within the right of the company to fire them. Now, this gets so much more complicated because it's a public school. There are contracts. As Tom said, there is a union. And so I don't know where the protections of her First Amendment rights cover her versus the application of her contract and what she can and cannot do based on the contract she signs with the school district. And again, if you are a lawyer, I would love to hear more about that, because I think that's the next chapter of this, is where this is going to go, at least in this specific case of her First Amendment rights, and whether or not the school district is even in bounds to fire her over this. Granted, I don't know why we don't keep working for this. The school board, like, I feel like it'd be a very contentious work environment going back next year. But I do applaud her in, no matter what, not backing down. I mean, whether you agree with her or not, it takes a lot of courage and guts to stick to your guns as far as not, you know, setting the tweet in the first place, but also continuing to say, and I think she said yesterday, someone asked her after the ruling came down, do you regret anything or would you change anything you did? And she said, no. So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. We would love to hear from you on your thoughts on the most recent chapter of the Rainbowland saga, 844-967-2789. When we come back, I also want to talk about just in the last month, some of the headlines I've grabbed when it comes to schools. So we will keep doing that after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 78. This afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned, and I smile. 'Cause I know if we tried, we could really make a difference in this world. I won't give up or sleep away. It's the only thought I think, you know where I stand.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board today and talking about, I would say, one of the bigger stories in Wisconsin of the last 24 hours.
I'd say, agreed.
Is the fact that Melissa Temple, who was the first grade teacher who first tweeted about that song, Rainbow Land, being banned isn't the right word necessarily, but basically, you know, overrided, that the first graders couldn't sing that song because it was controversial. And at first, it was never really explained, at least as far as I understood, because we talked about this story basically as soon as it happened, of why it was controversial. And so it was kind of left up for speculation of, like, is it because of rainbows now? Is it because of the lyrics and being very inclusive lyrics of just trying to paint a utopia of where we all get along and we all,
if it would have been called, like,
embrace who we are
together forever, or... I don't know. It's
and,
like,
yeah. And now it turns out it's because of Miley specifically and her wild past.
Hold on, Kristen. I have a shovel here for that reason, for that excuse. I got a shovel somewhere around here. And
but, you know, as I say, like, this is for people who are very upset about this, rightfully so. It's also not over. I know that there's going to be lawsuits coming from this. I think there's also. And I think our next caller can actually tell us a little bit more about this. But there's also lawsuits, because there was either a complaint or a lawsuit filed against Jim Siebert, who is the superintendent of the Waukesha School Board, our school district, for being discriminatory, for this being a pattern of discriminatory behavior towards LGBTQ kids. And so our friend Dave from Waukesha is on the phone now, and I'm sure you are much closer to this whole... all of this, so
the whole everything.
The whole everything. So where should we start, Dave?
Well, you know, so I want to go back to the first caller, and while I appreciate that a lot of people assume that the issue yesterday was about the song choice, it was really about Melissa using her Twitter to speak out and the voice concern that was of public interest. So she wasn't disciplined or fired for having Rainbow Land, it was, she was disciplined and fired for using her voice. So, you know, like I was there all day yesterday. I helped organize the rally. I sat through that entire hearing. And I think my first big takeaway is how bold, you said it, Kristen, how bold and brave Melissa is for standing up through all of this. Like, yeah. She's just an amazing human being. I've known her for a few years, and she's just an incredible teacher and an incredible person. I have to give a shout out to As Goes Wisconsin, because there were people that showed up to the rally yesterday because they heard about it here.
What?
So
you did, yeah, it.
Awesome.
There were people that said, hey, we heard about it from Kristen Bry, and we wanted to come and support the cause. So listen, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Right? That makes me feel really good that, you know, people are listening. But I guess, so Dave, as I was just saying, so where is kind of legally, from what you understand, because I know that there was in the entire timeline that has been happening with this, and this dates back, I think the first thing you and I ever talked about was that the Alliance was also involved 2 years ago with the free lunches that were, you know, the Walker, yep, School Board was like, we can't get these kids free lunches, like it's going to spoil them.
We will educate them, but nothing more.
That was the last time Waukesha made national news. And so in the timeline, though, of, I guess, this case specifically, of, like, there's now going to be, there's multiple legal things happening, correct?
As you know, that's a really good question, and I can only answer as far as I know. I can tell you that I'm aware of teachers in the district who have filed First Amendment claims against the district, concerning their First Amendment rights through the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So that could, I assume at some point there will be investigations from the Department of Justice, and that's about free speech issues, right? Because teachers are no longer allowed to wear rainbow lanyards or rainbow pins in support of LGBTQ students. They're not allowed to have the safe space signs on the walls. And so there's some really, I guess, nuanced things. You know, Jim Santel is so much smarter. I wish he could call in.
I know, me too.
But I think those are going to develop and develop quickly. And I think with Melissa's termination yesterday, that'll probably bring on even more First Amendment claims,
okay,
from teachers in the district. As far as lawsuits, I'm not privy to, like, the specifics of anything, but I know there's a lot in limbo when it comes to lawsuits. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see what comes out. Anyway,
no, it's
a mess.
It is a mess. And I think it kind of goes back to where I started, of how unfortunate is it that in the, and I'm not trying to diminish the severity of this, because it is important, and it is important to protect LGBTQ kids. It is important to protect any kind of kid that is in any minority of these schools. And so I'm not trying to diminish that. And it's so frustrating, because it feels like when we talk about educating kids and trying to keep attract and keep good teachers, this is, all of these things are distracting from that.
Yeah, and I think that got lost in the conversation yesterday, because the people that really suffered through all of this with Melissa Temple being out of the classroom were her kids.
Totally.
There was almost no communication from the district. There was no clarity. The district tried to make themselves out to be good faith actors in the classroom, and they were not honest under deposition yesterday, in my opinion. So it's a civil rights issue. It's a cultural issue. There's just so many issues, and they just seem to keep, the board seems to keep digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole in our community.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Dave. We got to go to another break. But like I said, when I come back, I want to talk about some of the things that are happening in Oak Creek, in Maguanago, in Arrowhead, in Rhinelander, maybe in your neck of the woods, as far as this is not unique to Waukesha. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News special report. He is eligible for the death penalty. That's the verdict reached just now by the jury over whether Robert Bowers should be put to death for the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shootings. KDKA-TV's Andy Sheehan has the details.
Government prosecutor Sue Song told the jury Robert Bowers was not driven by delusions, but was calm, focused, and goal-oriented when he coldly and methodically murdered 11 people. Quote, on October 27th, Robert Bowers attempted to kill every Jew he could hunt down in the Tree of Life Synagogue.
Sheehan describes the defense arguments.
Defense attorney Michael Burt reviewed in detail the testimony of defense witnesses, whom he said provided concrete evidence of brain damage in Bowers. Burt said Bowers' mental disease led him to embrace a delusional anti-Semitic belief system.
The jury must now decide whether Bowers will receive the death penalty. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Waukesha bus driver faces sexual assault charges. Prosecutors accuse Michael Meyer of sexually assaulting a girl with special needs on several occasions. Investigators found almost 1,300 text messages between Meyer and the alleged victim between 2021 until as recently as last month. Prosecutors say he also made the girl watch pornography and he had illegal pictures of her on his phone. Meyer was in court yesterday where his bail was set at $1 million. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is getting the largest donation in school history. The Zilber Family Foundation is giving $20 million for health education at the Zilber College of Public Health. The record gift will support faculty and research. It will create new student scholarships and help improve the health of Southeast Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kinert at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
This Thursday begins the four-day 120th Harley-Davidson Festival in Milwaukee, featuring live performances by big-name artists. Expect a weekend filled with fun and activities for enthusiasts of all ages. Harley-Davidson.com for more info. On Friday, check out the sounds of summer at the Yard in Bayshore. Head to the Green Gathering Space in the heart of Bayshore and jam out to the sounds of summer live music series. Local bands and performers take the mic every Friday night from 6 till 9. Check out Bastille Days this Saturday. Visit Paris via Cathedral Square Park. Celebrate one of the country's biggest French-themed gatherings. Learn more at easttown.com/Bastille-Days. And on Sunday, the Milwaukee Makers Market is a perfect seasonal stop for lovers of arts and crafts. The market meets from 10 to 4 every third Sunday of the month.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK, 540 AM, The Shaw 101.
Kristen Bry, we got Greg Bach on the board today, and still talking about the many layers of the Rainbow Land. I guess it's kind of nice just to be able to have like a nice little word, and everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It's a common marker. We had a couple of texts come through from the 310. when we were talking about different names for the song, someone just said, or how about We Are the World? I'm like, oh, yeah, good one right there.
Yeah.
But also from the 262 comes in saying, I think this is a teacher professionalism issue. Teachers should not post their feelings or complaints about their school, especially taking the school district in their post on Twitter. It is about free speech, but also about professionalism, and you do have to have a delicate balance between both. I understand that point, and I've heard other people say that, but unfortunately, I also feel like, no. She's a teacher, and I feel like what she was doing, whether it was to make a big statement, which I don't think so with that song, she's still protecting her children by making the statement out to the world saying, no, they're trying to silence me and just having this song play for this thing. I mean,
and I also, I'm certainly not trying to put words in Melissa Temple's mouth as far as because I agree. And I think, and I was talking about this last night, I was in an event for Journal Sentinel and I was talking to our opinion editor over there, that's my boss over there. And I was like, it's interesting because, again, there's layers to this of this being as much about rainbows and, you know, ideology and stuff like that and wokeism and whatever. And also this Wisconsin politeness of you don't air. This is not how we do things. Like you go through the chain of command. Like this is how the order of how you were supposed to, like, decorum and professionalism. And I get that. And I also think this is one case of many, because prior to the song, there's been talks of book banning. Prior to the song, there was, you can't wear rainbow lanyards. Prior to the song, there was, you have to take these signs down. And none of us, besides the kids who go to those schools, the teachers who work in those schools, the admins, and maybe some of the parents, know what, like, the vibe is, right? Like, what's the vibe check at any of these schools where it's been feeling more and more uncomfortable as far as being able to pick out the things that feel targeted?
Yeah.
And when you get pushed to a certain point, as far as, you know, I've yet to meet Melissa Temple in person. We may get her on the show tomorrow. But, you know, if you're someone who has a certain value set and you get pushed to a point of, I have to say something.
Yes, agreed.
And I have to imagine that it wasn't just about this song. It wasn't just about this song saying, you can't sing it. I feel like it is tied up into so many things that have been happening from what I know. And again, I am an outsider. But the environment in general that is happening across the country, across Wisconsin, on school boards, on school board races, with so many of these WISRED funded candidates that are ideologues being funded, being elected, and putting these issues front and center versus, like, paying teachers, like, balancing the budget and stuff that, like, typically the school board is supposed to be in charge of. And instead making headlines over these situations. And Waukesha is not alone. But I get what she's saying as far as it's a balance. And also, I don't think it's, in this case, it was a tipping point.
Okay.
If I had to argue as far as why I think it's justified as far as like she got to the point where she's like, I can't not say anything anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the professionalism is more, I mean, I feel like she's acting more in the case of her kids. She's protecting her kids and the greater student body in the Waukesha School District as we see these things coming down. And I just absolutely from start to finish applaud her for what she did and what she's doing and how she's speaking. And I know that we have a small clip, if you'd like to hear it, from the press conference discussing. This is from yesterday after the decision was made with her lawyer as well as Melissa. One second.
This is not a case about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights. And Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. So I think we are moving forward with next steps, and Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court.
Is there one thing you wanted to say? I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who came today, and thank you for everybody who sent me such sweet messages and support, and I really appreciate it. And I also wanted to just say hi to my students, because I haven't been able to talk to them since March, and I really miss you guys, and I love you, and I really wanted to be there with you this year, and I hope that we get to see each other really soon. So,
knowing the outcome, would you have done anything different?
Probably not, no. Do you know what you'll do for work in the meantime? I don't know.
After the decision, you engaged in an embrace with Ms. Blake on the school board and a short conversation. Can you divulge what was said there?
She just looked really sad, so I gave her a hug and said that it was okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing that brought it up. When they're saying it's a First Amendment argument, she is smart enough to know what she can and can't do. If it was in a contract or someone said, like, don't say anything, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she thought this decision out about tweeting out there and saying, I'm in my rights to do this. Therefore, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to tell everybody. And let's see. I mean, not let's see what happens, but, like, this is my right, and I have, and I'm going to do it. And she wasn't thinking about violating a contract. If she was, I don't think she would have done it. She would have probably not said anything.
Well, and if we can get her on the show tomorrow, we'll ask her. I was like, did you in knowing that, did you know that there was a chance you were signing your fate when you sent that tweet out?
Good question. That's a great question.
Right? Because yeah. I think, you know, I think about how much I love my job. And granted, I have very free reign. But, you know, and for anyone who loves their job and gets pushed up against, at least for them, what they think is right and what they feel like they have to do in order, in the name of progress or protection or inclusivity or whatever they're trying to protect. And, you know, this is, like, I think, like, the definition of good trouble, right?
Absolutely.
And so yeah. It's like she's paid a consequence for standing up for what she thought was right. And she's, I don't think this, like I said, keep saying it's not over. Now where she's going to get her next job, I don't know. There is a GoFundMe for people who are interested. Already raised $33,000. Which is, I'm pretty sure, like, pretty close to an annual teacher salary anyway. Yeah.
That's going to buy a lot of rainbow flags, my friends.
I will link that. I'll put that out on social media today and link it in my in the show notes for today. But I also wanted to spend some time at what I think is one of the most shocking and surprising. That's a synonym. But I was very surprised to see this reaction from a certain Jessica McBride, who was one of the founders / like co-editors of Wisconsin Right.
Oh, I love them.
And our friend Dave, who called in the last segment, was the one who sent this to me. And I was like, what? But I think she makes some good points. And this is not a person that I really ever agree with. And a lot of times I think is post some things online that are fairly unhinged, but this is what she said at her Facebook last night that I think is interesting as far as, again, when we get back to First Amendment rights, public having the right to know, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, I'm reading from her Facebook right now. Again, this is Jessica McBride, who is one of the co-editors at Wisconsin Right, a very right-leaning advocacy media company. I know this will be controversial, but I think this firing raises some issues. One, she tweeted from her own time. She tweeted on her own time. Is that a free speech issue? Two, she said she thought the public had the right to know about the controversy. Didn't they? Three, they're upset her tweet caused other people to make threats. As a matter of principle, I don't think people should be fired for things other people say. Marquette tried to do the same thing to a conservative professor, John McAdams, back in the day, and I spoke out against it at that time. Four, I don't happen to agree with her, but shouldn't teachers retain the right to speak out about policies they disagree with? Do they really have an obligation to speak with supervisors first or be fired? Look, in this case, I don't agree with the teacher. I think the school district is just trying to keep controversy and ideology out of the classroom. Good for them. And they're right that the Miley Cyrus isn't always age appropriate. Miley Cyrus isn't always age appropriate. So I think the teacher was wrong, but that's not my point. I do think that it's been disruptive. It's awful that other people have been threatened It's awful that other people have threatened this district officials. It's awful how the district officials have been falsely caricatured. There are so many things behind this, but I always try to look at the principle of it and imagine the shoe being on the other foot. Imagine if a conservative teacher spoke out in their own time about a woke decision they opposed without going to the woke supervisors first, and other people made threats as a result of it, and they got fired for it. Again, imagine it was someone like the late, great McAdams, instead of speaking out about a decision or an action that would upset conservatives. I guess what I'm saying is that the firing is more complex than it may appear, in my opinion. Just provoking thought and conversation here. It's very challenging to stand up for people you don't agree with, but it's important to have the guts to do so, or they will come for you next.
You know, I follow them on Twitter, and I saw that this morning on the Twitters. That entire thing is on there as well.
Oh, okay. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, they have the blue check mark, so they get limitless. They're just there forever. But I was reading that, and I was like, every once in a while, Wisconsin Right says stuff where I'm like, yeah, you're right.
But it's, what I appreciate about this post is because I, as much as I can, I try to not just be like lockstep, this is how, you know, black and white, this is how it is, this is how, like, I try to at least put myself in other people's shoes, put myself in conservative shoes.
Folks, if you were looking at the live stream right now, it looked like someone's pinching her
contorted
right now.
My face. But it's true. Like, I do, as much as I can, I do try to think, like, all right, how are they think, trying to, like, rational, not even just rationalize it, but, like, humanize it as far as how people, other people think. And I think she did a good job here as far as the other side of the coin of where we're at. And I appreciate that that's what she put out in the world. And I don't know how much discussion there's been. I haven't read all the comments, but I don't know.
I read it and I feel like I talked too much smack to that account where I couldn't be like, good job. Because they'd be like, we don't care what you think. I'll pull up the last 15 tweets you sent to us yesterday.
This means nothing.
Yeah. Your opinion means nothing to me, Greg. But yeah, I do agree, and I would love to see people marching and protesting with signs that say "conservative, I stand with the teacher." You know, it's I think that's important. I think it's important to be out there and say those things. So good on Wisconsin Right for doing it, mm-hmm. and I hope, you know, I just hope there are other people in that same mindset who feel the same way. We're like, no, this is junk. Let's protect the teachers and their free speech. So.
All right. Well, if you have any more thoughts on the issue, we would welcome them via text, via call, via comments on the live stream. But we also, when we come back, have three headlines and a lie, which I'm not. Have you played this?
No.
All right. We'll see how good you are compared to Jane. Do you know the rules?
Sure. Yes, I do. I do know the rules.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward. All right, he is Greg Bach. I am Kristen Bride. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board. And this is, like I said, As Goes Wisconsin. It is Thursday. We got two more days.
Oh my gosh.
The summer is just flying by.
I know.
Well, we spent most of this hour talking about the decision yesterday from the Rainbowland saga and Melissa Temple, the teacher at the Waukesha Elementary School, who has officially been fired. Her contract's been terminated by the Waukesha School Board. But I think we might try to get her on tomorrow. So it will not be your last chance to weigh in on the topic because I know it's something that a lot of people have opinions on. And I think my last thing I want to end on before we do play Three Headlines and a Lie is that idea that the public has the right to know instead of going through the chain of command and keeping it internal. Because I think I will probably learn this more and more over the next 10 years as I have a kid goes to school, you know, the range of engagement from parents at any given school. And I think we're seeing there are some parents who are hyper engaged, both on the more conservative side and on the more, we'll say, left liberal side, that are advocating for on these issues on one side or the other. I would bet the majority of parents, though, are just trying to get by, that they're trying to go to school. I mean, they're trying to go to work, trying to get their kid to school. They're not necessarily as aware of everything that is happening in their school. And so sometimes it takes a lot of headlines or a lot of like a viral tweet or something to get people's attention, whether that's people who live in the district, whether that's parents who send their kids to the district, because it's not necessarily that's just going to bubble up because they're not necessarily reading like the school emails all the time, or like they may or may not be going to the teacher parent conferences. Just they might be doing what they can, and that's not doesn't make them bad parents. It's just there is a range of parents and how engaged they end up being in school and how much they know what is going on based on how much news they consume and everything. And so sometimes I think there is an argument for raising a stink so that something gets more attention so you can get people to wake up a little bit. And that's what I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Anyways, all right. Are you ready to play this game?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Dang it!
All right. So this is Three Headlines and a Lie, where we have four headlines. Three are real. One is fake. And Greg Bach, you have to pick out which one is fake.
All right.
Very high stakes.
All right. What do I win? You could have said friendship, but moving on.
You already have my friendship.
Okay,
it's fine. You win me not making fun of you.
Bring it on. I dare you to try.
All right. Number one, snakes calm down when near a friend, new study finds.
Okay. That little laugh.
Number two, she steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter.
Terrible.
Number three, China is sending fish to its space station.
That'd be very cool if it's true.
Number four.
Okay.
Toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trashed grounds and getting addicted.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. You want me to read all four of them again?
Yeah, just real quick. All right. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
This is like a very animal-heavy
I was going to say, yeah.
All right, number one. Snakes calm down when near a friend, new study finds. Number two. She steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter. Number three, China is sending fish to its space station. And number four, toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trash grounds and getting addicted.
This episode of Two Truths and a Lie brought to you by Mutual of Omaha. that's an old reference. I'm going to go with the first story. I think that's the lie.
That is real.
Go!
A new study suggests reptiles might be more social than we thought. Researchers working with rattlesnakes found the snakes that went through a stressful situation with a companion had lower heart rates than snakes that endured that stress alone. Just like us.
It's like connection. It's like, oh, I love that.
Snakes are just like us.
I guess I just didn't want to believe China isn't sending fish to space.
So is that your next guess?
Yeah, I think that's fake.
That is also real.
I am terrible at this game.
Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man how to breed fish in the weightlessness of space and he may just have a way to eat seafood on the long journey to Mars.
Okay.
Yeah. This is case in point. China is preparing to deliver zebrafish to its space station to see how they and other microorganisms interact inside a small closed ecosystem, which was announced on Monday.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to see? Your two that are left are she steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter. Or toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trash grounds and getting addicted.
I'm going to go with, I think it's Austin's fake then. Is it real? Of course it's real. I'm terrible at this game, people. I'm no good at the news.
There was no swarming of a coffee shop by toads.
I was right?
No, that one's fake. The toads are fake.
I said toads.
Did you say toads?
I thought you said
the surfboard.
No, I said toads.
Oh, yeah, toads is fake.
Thank you. I did it. It only took three times. 50%. How you doing?
How you doing? But yes, for the past few summers, numerous surfers in Santa Cruz have been victims of a crime at sea, board jacking. The culprit is a female sea otter who accosts the wave riders, seizing and even damaging their surfboards in the process. I, for some reason, thought sea otters, I guess a sea otter. I didn't know that sea otters live in the ocean. I always thought they would be more like streams and ponds and lakes. It seems like, but I guess sea otter, it's right in there in the name.
Sea otters not living there sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me. I was going to make a Jonah Hill reference with the surfboard, but there's no way getting in that doesn't sound, make me sound like a monster. So I just went Ponzi scheme.
There you go. All right. Well, that will wrap up our first hour of As Goes Wisconsin today on Thursday, July 13th. When we come back, it is Thursday, so that means it's public service announcement, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. If you have questions for the doctor, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I have some questions specifically about some new thinking from OBGYNs and gynos as far as inducing at 39 weeks and whether or not I should do it, because that came up in my doctor's appointment yesterday. So that's where we're going to start. We're also going to talk about the Alzheimer's, the new Alzheimer's drug, and the fact that literally as of this morning, the FDA has approved over-the-counter birth control. So we'll talk about that and take your questions. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh no, no, you can't disguise. You can't disguise, can't disguise. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.